Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Sadio Mane is parting ways with Liverpool. So what does that mean for Mohamed Salah? And is Bavaria the Senegalese's next destination? How about Robert Lewandowski announcing my era at Bayern is over? Sorry for the terrible Lewandowski impression. But how about him? Have newly crowned European kings Real Madrid figured out what to do with the Kylian Mbappe money? Is Ivan Perisic the start of a slew of new arrivals at Tottenham? The summer transfer window is full of doubt and uncertainty. But luckily for me, I'm joined by Fabrizio Romano to make sense of the biggest stories. Que golazo special live with Fabrizio Romano begins right now. Hey, everybody, welcome to Que Golazo. This is a live episode. Welcome, everybody. Your questions are already pouring in. I hope that you are enjoying this Monday, wherever you are watching from. Fabrizio Romano, how are you, buddy?
Hey, my friend. All good, all good. Thank you. Always a super pleasure. It's been a really crazy week, Really crazy week with many things happening, with the Champions League final, with Sadio Mane news, with Lewandowski. So it's been a crazy one, and it's going to be a crazy one this one too, because I'm sure that the transfer market is now entering into important moments.
Absolutely. And if you didn't know already, Fabrizio Romano doesn't sleep, and I'm sure the summer is now time for action, Fabrizio. Hey, by the way, you looked very good there in the Champions League final. It was fun talking to you on HQ. You know, there was so much commotion outside of the stadium, but once the game got going, eventually, Real Madrid came out victorious. Fab, listen, I was the only one in our team, in that HQ team, that said Real Madrid. Unbelievable that everybody went for Liverpool. What did you make of that final?
I was with Real Madrid too. I agree with you 100%. I think they are another planet when it's about finals. They as Real Madrid, him as Carlo Ancelotti, because Carlo is incredible. I still remember last summer, it was this period, exactly 1 year ago, when they were ready to have Massimiliano Allegri as new manager at Real Madrid, and then he decided to go to Juventus, and so Florentino Perez called Carlo Ancelotti, everything was completed in 24 hours, and you can see how crazy is the football world, because no one was expecting Carlo Ancelotti to be the new Real Madrid manager. He was coming from complicated moments with Napoli, with Everton, and then with Real Madrid, he made history again, La Liga, Champions League, so I was with Real Madrid, honestly. I'm sure that this kind of players and this manager are incredible when it's up to the finals, especially. So I was 100% convinced about Real Madrid, too.
Winning is in their DNA. And Carlo Ancelotti, the most successful manager in the Champions League history now with 4 titles, by the way. This is a Q&A live show. So make sure that you fire off your questions for Fabrizio Romano in the live chat. And Fab, once again, I have to apologize because maybe you'll get a lot from a Villa perspective. So we'll be selective today because there's a lot going on as well. Here's one very quickly. What is the latest on Sadio Mane? And if he leaves, do you think Liverpool will get an attacker, Fabrizio? Fabrizio, luckily enough, and Ali, thank you for your question. Luckily enough, we begin with Sadio Mane because obviously after the Champions League loss, there was a lot of commotion and Sadio Mane, already has made the decision of leaving Liverpool. Fabrizio, you reported that Sadio Mane is going. What's next for him? Is Bayern Munich the leading candidate? And what do Liverpool do from here? But Sadio Mane leaving Liverpool, where's he going?
Yes, Mane will leave Liverpool. This is the position. It's been pretty clear. Now his agents will speak directly with Liverpool, but a decision has been made and they already know into the club internally, into the board, Jurgen Klopp. So there are no doubts Mane will leave this summer. Has asked to leave this summer. Then it's up to the clubs to find an agreement with Liverpool. But the expectation around the club is to find a solution, even to respect Sadio Mane after many incredible years together. Now let's see what happens, because for sure Bayern are serious contenders. They are preparing an approach, an official approach with Liverpool with a proposal. So Bayern want Sadio Mane. They are pushing for Sadio Mane, but they want to be fast, as they know that many other clubs are ready to jump into the race for Sadio Mane. It's a big opportunity on the market. He's out of contract next year, so the price could be a really interesting one for a top player like Mane, maybe around 40, 35, 40 million euros. So let's see what will be Liverpool position in the coming days. But the expectation is for him to leave immediately, and this is a really important point, because for sure Liverpool will sign a new striker, to answer the question we received. From what I'm told, they are super happy, of course, with Luis Diaz. He's doing great, but they want to sign one more striker to replace Sadio Mane this summer, so the plan is pretty clear. Honestly, I don't know who will be the name, because they are working on it internally. They were waiting for Sadio to decide. Now they have the official position for the player, so they are planning for it. They have many names in the list, and so let's see what happens in the coming weeks. They will take their time. We know how Liverpool works in the market. They are pretty clear. They have the ideas. They were perfect with Luis Diaz, perfect with Konate, two signings in 1 year, but they were absolutely perfect players for Klopp and for their system. So it will take some days to understand what's next, but for sure Liverpool have the plan to sign a new striker to replace Sadio Mane.
Let me take a guess here, Fabrizio Romano, okay? Just so we have it taped, and if it happens, then I can say I was victorious once again.
Let's do it.
Darwin Nunez. Will Liverpool go for Darwin Nunez? Let's see what happens. But I know that there's interest everywhere. It could be a gamble, but you never know, right, Fab? You never know.
No, never know. And for Nunez, it's a really open race. It's about the price, because they want more than 80 million euros. So it's not going to be an easy one for many clubs. But as you mentioned, this boy has really a lot of interest. Manchester United, too. So it's going to be a nice competition.
Okay, listen, we're going to keep moving here. There's a lot going on. All right, listen, I know that we're going to be jumping back and forth, because I do have a question about Salah as well. But will Sadio Mane be Lewandowski's replacement? Because now we know Lewandowski is leaving Bayern Munich as well. So that transition, if the focus is indeed from Bayern Munich's perspective to bring Sadio Mane into Bayern Munich, does that mean that they're already expecting that Lewandowski, yep, he's done?
I think that Lewandowski is done with Bayern, and now this is pretty clear. So apart from what happens with Mane, I see Lewandowski desperate to leave. He's saying in public, in private, in every single way that he wants to go. And honestly, we are not surprised, because you still remember that in February, we mentioned many times Lewandowski would be one to watch this summer, because he was not happy with the general situation at Bayern. And so I see Lewandowski leaving. About the question on Sadio Mane to be his replacement, I think and I feel that they want to sign a center striker. So Mane is a different kind of negotiation.
Yeah, not a proper center forward. Yeah.
Exactly. Even because, okay, Mane is a fantastic player, but it's a completely different player. They are used to play with Lewandowski as a fantastic number nine, one of the best in the last 20 or 30 years in European football. And so to replace him is going to be complicated, but you need a center striker, proper center striker, not a winger like Sadio Mane.
All right, let me give you... Okay, I'll take another gamble then here, Fabrizio Romano. Darwin Nunez to Bayern Munich. See what I'm doing here?
I think he wants Premier League. Yeah? I think he wants
Well, Liverpool then could lead the race then there, but we'll see. Obviously, a few other contenders as well. I wanted to come back. We have a lot, everybody. We're going to answer your questions, I promise you. But I wanted to just wrap up the Liverpool situation here, because it hasn't been a great week. And obviously, Sadio Mane is leaving. They've got to have their own targets. But Mohamed Salah, his contract negotiations as well are a big thing. Is Salah holding out to enter free agency next summer? There's a lot of NBA-ish kind of narratives coming around now, Fabrizio, where players are now waiting for that final year of their contract to just kind of be open to talk to anybody. Is Mohamed Salah going to do the same thing?
I think this is smart, honestly. This is football now. This is football today. And this is smart on player side to act like this. Look at Mbappe. Maybe if he signed a new deal with Paris Saint-Germain 2 years ago or 1 year ago, what he's receiving right now was almost impossible. So I think this is smart for top players. And discussing about Mo Salah, as we always said here, there are problems for his contract extension with Liverpool, serious issues. The last serious meeting was end of December. Nothing has changed. So the situation is still complicated between Salah and Liverpool to extend the contract. But as he announced it, this is the truth. He wants to continue at Liverpool this season. But he really loves Liverpool. He loves the city. He loves the team. He loves Jurgen Klopp. He wants to continue there, but with a different contract. So Liverpool, in the Mo Salah case, they will have the chance to offer him a new deal in the coming months, because he's going to continue with Liverpool this season, this new season that is coming. And then we will see if they will be able to improve their proposal to convince Mo Salah, or if he will leave on a free. I would say that it's a serious possibility for him to leave in a free as of today. So it's up to Liverpool to improve the proposal. If they don't improve the proposal, I think it's going to be really complicated to keep Mo Salah at the club.
It's always been that situation. It's always been up to Liverpool, 100%. Yes. Salah has always said that. I'm happy here, but it's up to Liverpool to counter what I want. And right now, we believe that it's not what he wants. So we'll see if Liverpool reacts once again. Let's move to the winners of the Champions League. We started with them. Real Madrid, Florentino Perez, a happy man. Obviously, this is a great way to cure your Kylian Mbappe hangover as Real Madrid become 14th time Champions League champions. All right, very quickly. Isco, leaving on a free. Where's next for him?
He had some proposals in Spain. So let's see with Betis what happens, with Sevilla what happens, many clubs approaching, but still nothing advanced. He will take his time. Maybe he will wait for some nice opportunity. Maybe not in Spain, but he's now taking his time. He's not in a rush to decide. So I think it will take a few days, weeks to see Isco making his move, but he's leaving on a free. Marcelo is leaving on a free too. He announced it after the Champions League win that he's ready to leave Real Madrid. So Gareth Bale will leave too, and after see what happens with the World Cup qualification, then we will know what happens with Gareth Bale's future, but it's still unclear. So many players leaving Real Madrid. New era is starting, but with the same guarantees, because a player like Luka Modric will stay. He signed a new deal with Real Madrid till June 2023. And so I'm sure that will be pretty busy weeks for Real Madrid.
All right. Well, we're sticking here with Real Madrid. Have Real Madrid looked at any attackers, Fabrizio? Obviously, you know, the Kylian Mbappe money was safe for Kylian Mbappe. I'm sure they have to focus on many other positions. I know that you just mentioned as well, obviously reporting Antonio Rudiger, you know, that's a fact. He's should be announced soon as well. But what about that Kylian Mbappe money? Are they focusing from an attacker perspective? I know that you mentioned Aurélien Tchouaméni as well, but anything else or is it too early right now?
Tchouaméni is the priority now. Imagine that today morning, Real Madrid board was in direct contact with Monaco to discuss about their proposal for Tchouaméni. The player wants to join Real Madrid and he's waiting for Real Madrid to negotiate again and again with Monaco. So the priority now is Tchouaméni, because in Real Madrid, they believe that this player could be something special for the future. But there is still no full agreement with Monaco, so negotiations ongoing today to try to reach an agreement. And about strikers, I'm sure that Real Madrid will explore some possibilities in case players like Mariano or Jovic will leave the club to have a proper backup for Karim Benzema, so some opportunities on the market. But at the moment, still nothing like super big names. They're focusing on Tchouaméni. Now the priority is Tchouaméni. They know that they're going to sign one of the best centre-backs in the world with Toni Rüdiger. Tchouaméni will be one of the best midfielders in the world, so it will be really good moves for Real Madrid. And for the strikers, it's about the opportunities. I mentioned one name, Gnabry, is a player they discussed internally in February with Carlo Ancelotti. Then there is no proposal for Real Madrid as of today, but he's a player that they discussed internally. So maybe they can look at some opportunities. You know that sometimes Real Madrid is about, the timing is surprising, because last summer they were not moving for Camavinga. They were planning for Camavinga move on a free this summer, 2022. And then in 3 days, they changed their mind and they decided to pay 35 million and to sign Camavinga immediately. So the timing at Real Madrid sometimes could change, but the ideas are pretty clear. Tchouaméni now is the priority, the negotiation with Monaco. Rüdiger is coming, and then we'll see for the attackers.
Well, and you can see that there's a focus on the future of the midfield with Tchouaméni, 22 years old, French international, joining as well. Camavinga, as you mentioned, of course, a very young player. You can tell right now that they're looking into the future. And Gnabry is a good one. Obviously, the relationship Carlo Ancelotti had with him back in the Bayern Munich days. We're going to take a break here with Fabrizio Romano. When we come back, well, Ralf Rangnick thought that he could play FIFA career mode, but he can't. So he's leaving Manchester United, focusing solely on Austria. We'll talk about that and Manchester United. We'll talk about Tottenham as well. And James Rodriguez, who was at Game 7 as Miami Heat lost to the Boston Celtics in the NBA playoffs. He was just having a good time, but there's rumors about his future as well. We'll talk about the finalissima. I want some thoughts from Fab as well from him. And we'll have a little Mexican corner as well and much, much more here with Fabrizio Romano. This is a Q&A live episode. We never stop here at Que Golazo. Fab, LME, we'll be right back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back, everybody. Q&A live. Que golazo, Fabrizio Romano. All right, Fab, let's do a little bit of a Premier League corner here. Rav Raniak, he's done. He's leaving Manchester United. No consulting gig for him as he focuses purely on the Austrian national team. What happened between him and Erik ten Hag? Salty situation, or was this always pretty much on the card?
No, from what I'm told, it was not like that. I see some reports, but from what I'm told by sources close to Manchester United, they had a direct conversation. And in this conversation, they see that they have kind of different ideas. And so they didn't want to create any problem to the club during the summer, like in July or in August, when you are planning for the new season, you are signing new players. And so it could be a huge problem for Manchester United. They can't have any problem on the transfer market after so many complicated years. And so they have kind of different ideas. We know how Ralf Rangnick built his incredible reputation in Germany thanks to his ideas on players, on new signings. It's pretty clear ideas on every single player. And for Erik ten Hag, he has his own ideas. So after some conversations, they decided to part ways because Rangnick wanted some kind of players. We also saw his public statements a few weeks ago, about January transfer window. He said, we wanted a striker. I wanted a striker, Julian Alvarez, Dusan Vlahovic, Luis Diaz. He mentioned many players, but Manchester United didn't want to sign him. Then also Zakaria, now playing at Juventus. It was a big opportunity in the market in January. I'm told that Rangnick wanted him, and to Manchester United, they said, no, we don't need him in January. So, you know, on many points, they were not on the same page. And so they decided to part ways, not to create any problem to Erik ten Hag, who wants to, have his own ideas to rebuild Manchester United.
All righty. Well, you know, there was a time when Manchester United was interested in Kalidou Koulibaly and didn't happen. Harry Maguire came in. So I'm going to quickly just transition into a centre-back conversation here. We have a question from managing Barca, specifically, obviously, focusing on Barcelona. I know that I said it was a Premier League corner, but we'll jump out right here. Koundé or Koulibaly update. We know, of course, that Diego Carlos is an Aston Villa player. So Sevilla is trying to do a few things before the end of their finances, before the end of the season, before the end of the month. Of course, what's going on there on Koundé and Koulibaly update as well, specifically maybe directly relating to Barcelona?
Still nothing close. These are both complicated negotiations. Are not easy negotiations for Barcelona. And they have to focus. They are focusing now on Robert Lewandowski. Their priority is Robert Lewandowski. Then the centre-back will be something that they want to do during the summer. For Koulibaly, as today Napoli president De Laurentiis mentioned, they had a direct contact with his agent. They are waiting for Koulibaly to decide if he wants to continue at Napoli and sign a new deal or not. So it's up to the player. But at the moment, it's time to wait for Koulibaly. And then for Koundé, I'm told that Chelsea are leading the race. Chelsea are working on it. So for sure, Barcelona have an interest. but it's a complicated negotiation with Sevilla. For Chelsea, it's a priority. Chelsea are losing Rudiger, Christensen. They need a new centre-back, maybe two. And Koundé is a player that they really, really want since a long time. So I'm sure that Chelsea will push in the coming days for Koundé.
And you mentioned Barcelona's main objective right now is getting Robert Lewandowski. So we'll see how that develops. All right, back to the Premier League here. Tottenham, Antonio Conte, Champions League chatter as well. And this will tie as well with the future of a certain Inter Milan player as well. Even Perisic to London. I mean, you know, Conte loves him, obviously, from their work. What's the latest there? And on Tottenham as well, because we believe Fraser Foster as well will be the backup keeper for Hugo Lloris.
Yes. While we speak, I see my phone ringing on Perisic, so I guess that he's signing now because he's in London. So I was waiting for a call, but yes, no, everything will be completed today. Perisic is in London to undergo his medical. It will be a two-year deal, so Perisic will sign his contract in the coming minutes with Tottenham. Everything is done.
You want to take the call, Fab?
No,
you can,
don't worry,
live.
Don't worry. They will kill me. No, but it's done. It's done. Perisic will play for Tottenham, and Inter made an important proposal him to extend the contract. It was a 5 million euros net per season proposal with some add-ons to arrive around 6 million euros per season, but he decided to go to Premier League because he had this dream to play in Premier League, and so everything is done between Perisic and Tottenham. And also Forster will join Tottenham as new backup goalkeeper on a free because he will replace Gollini, who is coming back at Atalanta from his loan spell at Tottenham. Let me say on Perisic just a quick one. I don't know our friends if they're following Serie A good, in a very good way or not, but let me say that this season, after Rafael Leao, in my personal opinion, Perisic was the second or third best player of the league. He had an incredible season. He's an incredible professional. So don't look just at his age, because he's not super young, but he's performing an incredible level, incredible mentality, incredible leadership. Into the dressing room, he's making the difference. He's kind of player that Antonio Conte wants in his team because he's bringing winning mentality. This guy is special. And so I think it's a very top signing for Tottenham, and congrats to him.
Yeah, 33-year-old Croatian star, one of the best players this season in Serie A, now going to the Premier League as well. All right, we got a question here from Georgie. How are you, Georgie? Thank you so much. I won't even try and attempt your last name for Georgie. I'll just do that. Lautaro Martinez staying at Inter, the Argentinian. Lisandro Martinez leaving Ajax this summer. Dybala to Inter. I can see a trend here. Fabrizio Romano, Argentina questions. Lautaro Martinez, Lisandro Martinez, and Paulo Dybala. What are the latest there?
Lautaro Martinez, it depends on the proposals, but with Inter is always like this. We know if they receive important, crazy proposals, everything is open. At the moment, there are no proposals for 70, 80 million euros, so Lautaro is happy in Milano, and at the moment, nothing is happening. But you still remember what happened with Lukaku last summer, so let's keep everything open, but at the moment, Lautaro is staying. Lisandro Martinez, it depends on Timber. I don't see Ajax selling so many players in the same window, so let's see what happens with Timber and Manchester United. But if nothing happens with this negotiation, maybe it could be an opportunity for him to go. If Timber will leave, maybe to join Manchester United, I see Lisandro staying at Ajax. And for Paulo Dybala, he's having conversations with Inter. This is not new, for sure he's a target. Inter CEO Marotta is the same man who signed Dybala for Juventus from Palermo a few years ago, so it's normal to have this connection. But at the moment, there is still nothing agreed or signed between Dybala and Inter, so it's open and waiting to understand Inter plans.
Fantastic stuff. All right, well, we were going to ask you this at the end, but since we have the Argentina trend right now, they are playing Italy, so you got the champions of South America in Argentina against the champions of Europe against Italy, La Finalissima, which will be live on Wednesday 2:45 Eastern from Wembley. So we wanted to do something fun here with Fabrizio. So many amazing players. Obviously, the argument has always been Lionel Messi or Diego Maradona in terms of the Argentina side. But I wonder, from Fabrizio Romano, who's your favorite Italian player of all time?
I will surprise you, because you know that I love energy and passion more than quality in football. And my favorite is Marco Materazzi. Oh, I will always be grateful, because that World Cup for me was something incredible, but just as a person, not as a journalist. I was a kid. So for me, it was something incredible. It changed my life, and because I was with my friends. I have incredible memories. And so Materazzi was something else. His leadership, his mentality, and was not easy to replace Alessandro Nesta at that World Cup, but he was fantastic. And for me, it's Marco Materazzi. I love this kind of leaders. So I mentioned him, of course. Also, Buffon is a player that I always loved, but my name is Marco Materazzi.
So let me ask you very quick then, how did you react in the famous headbutt situation? How did Italians react to that famous headbutt situation?
No, it was crazy. Honestly, it was crazy. Even because it was Zidane, it was not a normal player. It was really crazy what they did, but it was Zinedine Zidane in a World Cup final. So we were absolutely shocked, but the feeling was incredible at the penalties too. I still remember how incredible were the penalties on Italian side. Perfect penalties, five goals, incredible.
Yeah, fantastic stuff. All right, Materazzi is Fabrizio Romano's favorite player, giving him some great memories from that World Cup win. Fantastic stuff. All right, let's keep going here. We talked Tottenham. Hey, listen, obviously, US-based, the NBA playoffs, which, by the way, go on for like 13 years. They just go on and on and on. It's kind of insane. But anyway, the Boston Celtics are playing the Golden State Warriors in the NBA Finals. They beat Miami Heat. James Rodriguez was in Game 7, was at Game 7 in Miami last night. There's a lot of rumors about his future. You yourself, we've discussed about it here on the show because obviously he wanted to come back to Europe after, you know, being in the Middle East. What's the latest there? Because I'm hearing Villa, West Ham, Atleti, they're all interested in the Colombian. What's going on?
No, at the moment, I'm told that all these rumors, even on Spanish clubs and English clubs, are something that is not on the table for James. He's still exploring some opportunities, even in other countries. So everything is absolutely open. He wants to go back to Europe, as we mentioned here a few weeks ago. So the idea from the player is pretty clear. He spoke with his agent to have the possibility to discuss with some clubs and to leave Al Rayyan as soon as possible. But at the same point, at the moment, we are still not in the final stages of any negotiation for James. I think it's normal to have rumors because he's an incredible potential player in this moment, because we know that in the last few years it was not easy for him to perform at the best level. But at the same point, I'm sure it will take some time before we see the next move for James. So we are not in the final stages yet. A lot of rumors, but it will take some time.
Definitely in Europe, though, we can be certain, right? Because Miami, some people are thinking, oh, Inter Miami. No, he wants Europe.
He wants Europe more. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, let's keep going here. We had a little Mexican corner as well, Fabrizio Romano. So I'll just give it all in one package and see what you can get from me. Edson Alvarez, so good for Ajax. Very, you know, there were reports of some interest, but I presume Ajax are, you know, they're not interested in letting him go. They're Mexican. Equally, the Mexican doesn't want to leave. But Chucky Lozano as well, I would love to know him. And Johan Vasquez as well from Genoa. What are the latest on from the Mexican standpoint?
Yes, Vasquez could have some chances to leave the club this summer because, of course, now they are relegating in the second division here in Italy. And so they are going to decide on the team and speak with the players and to see which players wants to stay here to continue at Genoa, which player wants to leave. And so for Vasquez, it will be time for a conversation with Genoa soon to decide his future. But he did pretty well with Genoa in the second part of the season. Then mentioning the other players, in particular Chucky Lozano, there was a meeting between his agents and Napoli. It was 10 days ago to discuss about the future. They are open in Napoli to keep the player in case they will not have any proposal. So he's not out of the project, but in case his agents will bring a proposal, let's keep the situation open for Lozano because it could be an interesting summer. At the moment, there are no negotiations. We had some rumors about Fiorentina here in Italy, but I'm told that there is nothing at the moment. But it could be an option for him to leave the club this summer in case they will receive an important bid. So let's see. Lozano is one to watch.
Yeah, one to watch because, you know, there's a lot going on with Chucky leading up to November, of course, as well with Mexico and the World Cup. And, you know, he's a massive factor for the Mexican national team. Aside from the Mexican corner, Fabrizio Romano, we need to end it with the Aston Villa corner. And my producer, Des Norris, told me we have to do this. So it's not me saying, let's have Villa, because we get a lot of questions from a Villa perspective. Obviously, Diego Carlos is sorted out. Unbelievable stuff there from Steven Gerrard and his team. Bubba Kamara as well. What a ridiculous transfer summer right now. It's not even June yet. And obviously, things are happening. But Yves Bissouma is the question, the Brighton midfielder. There's a lot of interest, I presume. Is there anything regarding his future and Aston Villa's interest in him?
There's always been an interest from Aston Villa in Bissouma, and he's for sure a player that they are monitoring and they have in their list. But at the moment, I'm told still nothing close to be completed. So it will take some time to see his future, even because there are other clubs exploring this possibility. Brighton We know how they always want important fees for their players. It's the same with Cucurella. So this is why it will take a while to see what happens with.
And he's
with
a wanted man, huh? He's a wanted man. Really it's not just Villa. So
yes. But it's about the price. The point is about the price. It's the same that happened in January. In January, I'm told that Newcastle wanted to sign him, but the price was impossible at that moment. And so this, and even on player side, he was not so convinced in January. Now Newcastle looks completely different, of course. So let's see. But at the moment, it's still something quiet.
All right, something.
But we know that Aston Villa, they are able to complete negotiations in 24 hours. So
I don't know what happens. Steven Gerrard just shows up at the house and suddenly they get mesmerized and they sign. It's amazing. Steven Gerrard should just be, you know, I don't know. He should go into events like when people are not sure about something and he'll convince them. Like, so if the woman doesn't want to marry the man or the other way around, Steven Gerrard can go in and be like, you're good for each other. Boom. Sorted out. It's ridiculous. Hey, quickly. Lucho Suarez, though.
Nothing. Yeah. Still nothing decided. But for sure, with Villa, we know the connection with Steven Gerrard. So it's a possibility that they're exploring. But he asked for some days to decide together with his family where he wants to go back to England or to try a different kind of experience. But it will be Europe. As we always said here and they confirmed a few days ago, it will be Europe, not MLS at the moment. It will be MLS in the future, maybe, but not now.
Yeah, we have a few questions about Diego Carlos and why it hasn't been announced yet. I think I can answer that. It's because the transfer window hasn't officially been open, right? So you want to do it, but it should be coming soon. What's going on?
The player was already in England a few days ago with his agents to undergo his medical, so everything is fine. No problem.
Yeah. So it will happen. Calm down, David. We have him. That's really the most important thing, by the way. All right. Well, that's it with Fabrizio Romano. An absolute pleasure, me brother. Thank you so much for being here. Final thoughts, buddy? Anything that we haven't touched upon that you're keeping your eye on?
Let's see what happens this week with Gabriel Jesus, because we know that he's going to leave Manchester City. This is my information this summer. He's leaving 100%. Let's see what happens with Arsenal. We know that they want him, but I will keep you posted soon. I'm working on it. And so Gabriel is one to watch for the coming days.
Gabriel Jesus, let's see if he ends up at Arsenal or where his next destination will be. Fabrizio Romano, follow his content, follow his work all over, of course, all over social. I'm sorry that we couldn't get to all of your questions, but stay tuned because we have more Fab all summer. I'm hijacking Fabrizio Romano twice a week, definitely the majority of the twice a week. So Mondays and later in the week as well. So we got plenty to give you. So even though we don't answer your questions here, we got them next coming up as well in the later episodes. But you have to follow Keigo Lazo on YouTube and you have to follow Keigo Lazo on Twitter and follow Fabrizio Romano, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, everywhere, CBS Sports and your CBS Sports app. Fab, thank you so much, brother. Enjoy your day, your week, and we will speak very soon, my man.
Thank you. See you soon. Thank you guys for the questions. And it's always a pleasure. See you on Keigo Lazo. Ciao.
Absolutely. YouTube.com/ Keigo Lazo. Keigo Lazo Pod on Twitter, CBS Sports, and your CBS Sports app. Enjoy the rest of your week. We got more content from Keigo Lazo coming. We never stop, everybody. All right. So have a great week, and we will see you next time. Till then.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.